On a regular basis, we do visit with Beth Schwartz, who is superintendent of ISD 166, and Beth is visiting with us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, on your agenda, you were doing some renaming of the facilities.
Yes, we did. As everyone knows, they are attaching a community center, the Cook County Community YMCA, to the school district, and that included the sale of part of our building, which included the Jane Mianowski Conference Center. And I've been in contact with Walt, and because of Jane's service to the district, we certainly did not want to lose that name in our school. Oh. So there is a conference room down in the ACA, which we will be renaming and rededicating probably in late January or early February once we get it all tidied up after using it for several different offices during this construction. So it'll be nice.
I'm sure Jane would appreciate that.
Yeah,
the recognition. Yeah. And the previous space, was that the one that for a period of time served as the library? If I recall, were they in the?
Yes, that would be the space that the library rented during their renovation, and so that now is going to become a teen center in the YMCA.
Excellent. Good use for it too. And you had a discussion relating to a new staff position. Special ed?
Yep. As I mentioned a few weeks ago, we've had an increase in the number of students, particularly high-need students with significant special education issues. And so we did decide that it was necessary to hire a second high school special education teacher. And that is Louise Avalon. She was approved at the last board meeting. And she will be, we will be setting her up actually in a YMCA room temporarily while we determine where the best location is for next year.
Okay, very good. And I see you also, I'm familiar with the District Heat project to a large degree, and the school board is reviewing what's been proposed, I understand.
Yes, we are. What we need is more information. It was really great to have you up presenting to the board, but we probably didn't get quite as far as we needed to in that presentation. And we are looking at a work session in early December. Mark Spurr will hopefully be joining us, and we're planning on spending 2 or 3 hours talking about that and getting the board up to speed as to exactly what the proposal is, what the risks are for the district, and what the potential benefits are to the district. Then the board will probably be looking at making a decision in January, because I know you CCLEP is under a timeline, and we'll need to work through that.
Well, I think that's an excellent approach, because I know a lot of people, like the school board, have questions, and they're kind of wondering what's developing. And that meeting, that work session, would be open to the public if they're...
Yes, it will be open to the public, and we certainly would invite and encourage folks from the community to join us. I don't have a specific date, the date that we wanted. Mark Spurr has a conflict with, and so we are in the process of finding another meeting date, which we're looking again at the first couple of weeks of December.
Okay, and for folks listening, Mark Spurr is the president and principal within the FVB Energy Incorporated, which is the company that's currently doing the Step 2 interim report, or the Step 2 report, which will provide the financial details and all of the engineering work that's necessary for making the community to make a decision and the school board to move ahead with that project or not. So, very good. Anything else you'd like to share with us this morning?
Well, going back to the CCLEP, I want it to be known to the public that we are not looking at the school providing a financial contribution to the building of the steam plant. And I just want that to be very, very clear. Where the school comes into play is we have been asked to consider using our boilers and leasing them to provide a redundant loop in the system. And that's an important piece of their project. And so we want to review that carefully and again, see risks versus benefits and want to make sure that we make a good decision, an appropriate decision in that regard. But I did want to make it clear that the school district is not putting funding towards the building of the project.
That's a very good point. And for all of the different, the county buildings, as well as the balance of the customers that are being approached for this first round, there's no capital investment on the part of any of those businesses or the county going into that operation. So that's a very good point. Well,
the last thing, I do want to just touch briefly on the Cook County Community YMCA. We are getting close to completion, which is really exciting. And they're actually sealing the gym floor right now. Would encourage folks, if you haven't had a tour, to contact Emily Marshall and get up there and take a look at things. And if necessary, or if you choose to, I should say, think about joining and becoming a member. I believe right now we have over 135 folks who have already signed up with memberships and have made arrangements to be charter members. So it's a nice facility and certainly has had its bumps along the way, but it is going to be very nice.
I think there's a lot. I know a number of folks that are looking forward to the first dive into that pool.
Yep, yep.
Well, Beth, thank you very much for joining us this morning. And you will let us know, I'm sure, when the meeting for the District Heat Project is scheduled, so we can pass that on to the public.
We sure will, and you have a great day.
Okay, thanks, Beth. You too.